Giant 96 Real Radio, enjoying the beautiful day, and it's getting ready to get a lot better. In the studio with me, we have Mr. Caleb Hawkins. How you doing, Caleb?
Pretty good. Thank you, Penny.
It's nice to see you. I haven't seen you for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a few years. Maybe 2012, I think.
Yeah.
I've been busy since then.
Probably a lot's been happening since then.
Yeah.
Before we dive into the interview, tell our listeners about your grandfather, because I just thought that was so cool.
Well,
you told me.
I'm a fifth generation musician. My family, if you go on Google and you look up the Hawkins name, you find that just about everybody with that last name seems to be a musician. But five generations that we've been able to track down in my own family have all been performers. Music has always been a big part of what we do. You know, get together for Christmas, and instead of actually having to get along with each other, we would always just crack the cases open and start picking in the living room.
That's
and
neat.
My grandfather was, he was a professional musician back in the 1930s before World War II, and used to play in the big bands. And, you know, he'd play in like, I know one of them was a project in a roller skating rink, because that was a big deal back then. And he'd play till about 3 a.m. Then he was talking about how at 6 a.m. he'd have to be at the WLW studios there in Cincinnati to play the Crisco jingle. And so he'd just stay up, go do that, get his dollar and leave. And he'd play in Harrison, Ohio at this little bar that's probably gone now, been gone for decades, I'm sure. But he played with a gentleman by the name of Oklahoma Johnny and the Outlaws. So I like to joke that my grandfather was one of the first outlaw country artists. But fun stories.
That's really neat. And did you say he played at the roller rinks?
Yeah, he played at roller rinks.
Live music?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they used to have live big bands, swing music. He was a rhythm guitar player. He was in a harmonica orchestra before that as a kid, and played with a bunch of fellas from school. He said he used to wear out a Hohner Marine Band harmonica every night, just going out and playing.
And those were the old ones.
Yeah.
He'd probably really run through them today.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. I mean, those old ones, if you can get a hold of a pre-war Hohner, those are the bomb.
Get, right?
Yeah, I've got a few of them.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
So I've taken it you also play harmonica then.
I do, yeah. Not nearly as virtuosic as some of the guys that I look up to, but I get around on one.
That's wonderful. It's neat that you're able to enjoy it with your family.
Yeah, you know, it's something. I mean, I started out, I kind of just fell in love with my dad's guitar about 3 years old, and they got me a ukulele for Christmas, and I just never looked back. A few years there in my adolescent years, I was kind of doing other stuff, but I've always played, so.
Who's some of your musical influences?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I really like Doc Watson a lot.
Oh, wow. He's awesome.
Yeah, I got one of his records out of the public library as a kid, and I listened to that thing over and over and over. I think I probably didn't return it on time a few times there. Then I discovered Norman Blake. I love Norman's sort of bluegrass music, and any of the work that he did with Johnny Cash on the Johnny Cash Show. And yeah, he was part of the band for Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline album as well, so. Yeah, very diverse catalog there as far as the type of playing he did and the type of music he made.
In the Indianapolis music scene, you know, we've got some pretty nice venues.
We do. We really do. You know, we've got the Vogue Theaters, a wonderful room. We've got Clues Hall. Mm-hmm. We've got Slippery Noodle. We've got a lot of really great, great mid-size and even larger format venues here in town to play at.
Yeah, and you have to check out, I don't know if you've heard of Capone's Speakeasy right here in Shelbyville.
I have heard about that. I need to reach out to those folks.
Yeah, you sort of got their kind of vibe going.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I get told I look how I sound, and I don't know you could sound this good, but.
Ooh, I like that. Well, and you're going to be sounding good tonight at 10 Johnson Avenue. That's Irvington.
Yeah, we're playing. I've got Vincent Yetzko and Ben Dather coming in playing in my band tonight. And that's a really great small venue, really intimate seating, and fantastic product there.
Great coffee?
They do have great coffee. They also have local craft beer and wine. I believe they have that all available in the listening room as well.
Is that all ages, Caleb?
It is all ages, yes. Tonight, I think we're expecting rain, so we're going to be inside. But normally, during the summertime, we're out on the patio.
That's
so
nice. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I think the temperature is supposed to drop and it's supposed to rain, though, so I was a little bummed about that.
I know, but you know, we've got to be happy for that.
I mean, I'm just thankful it's almost 70 degrees in February.
Exactly.
I mean, I just moved back here to Indiana from living in Florida for 3 years, so I'll take all the warm weather I can get.
Yeah, so you're already a little spoiled.
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
Well, Caleb, will you play a song for us?
Sure. This is my last single I put out. It's kind of ahead of the album coming out this fall. I was dreaming about the man in black. I was hiding in the shadows. He was kicking at the footlights. I was watching it all go down. Was it something somebody said? Why's it always gotta be this way? When you love somebody, when you lose your head. When the hammer breaks you down, when your mind can't clearly see, where will you be? Well, I was dancing to the rhythm of a train. It's not something that I'm good at, but sometimes it sure feels good. Even when it gets off the rails, even when it gets off the rails. Well, everybody that I used to know and gave up long ago, but I'm still here, dreaming in black and white, and dreaming in black and white. Does it ever bring a tear to your eye when the fiddles and the guitars twang? Yeah, everybody that I used to know gave up long ago, but I'm still here, dreaming in black and white, dreaming in black and white. Well, I was dreaming about the man in black. I was hiding in the shadows. He was kicking at the footlights. I was watching it all go down.
Beautiful. Caleb Hawkins. You can check him out tonight at 10 at Johnson Avenue. Stay tuned. More coming up. Company, Giant 96 Real Radio, Mr. Justin Bieber. And speaking of company, we've got some great company here on A Trip with Penny Lane, brought to you by the Slippery Noodle, Mr. Caleb Hawkins. And you were talking about how all these Hawkins are in your family and musicians, so I'm sure this is a cheesy one, but what about Sophie B. Hawkins? Is she related to you?
I'll claim it.
You'll claim it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Easily so. So, but tonight, Caleb, you're performing at 10 Johnson Avenue.
I am.
Irvington.
Yeah, my adopted home. Yeah,
it's a nice neighborhood.
It really is. I've been made very welcome there over the years. I started performing in Irvington around 2006, and everybody's always just been so friendly to me there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people. Nice vibe.
Yeah,
nice
work,
shops and things. You know,
I work in and out of Guitar Town a lot. And,
you do?
And fix up guitars for folks out there. And, you know, I've been playing the farmers market and over at Johnson Avenue, or the formerly Lazy Days back in the day, and all that for years now. So
my favorite, of course, the music in the theater. And the music store is nice too, and the pizza is nice.
Yeah.
But they got those bubble drinks down there.
Yeah.
Those bubble drinks, bubble, whatever they are. With the little, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those
with
are
little,
amazing.
With the little tapioca balls.
Yeah, those
in
are just
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
I just love them.
I can get kind of hooked
like
on that
them.
Stuff.
I
yeah.
I know.
They have the, there's the tapioca ones, and then have you had the ones where
the burst?
Yeah, they yeah. like they break yeah. in your mouth.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the tapioca better
oh,
though.
Boy.
I tried them both. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. They're so now I'm craving them.
Yeah. Thanks.
So
thanks,
good.
Penny. Yeah.
I know. You know, we went and to this international grocery store in Cincinnati called Jungle Jim's. I don't know if you've been there before.
Oh,
or not.
A few times.
Yeah.
I've been shopping there since I was old enough to sit in a basket.
Yeah, it's so fun. And we got those. They sell, you know, stuff from all over the world. So we
sure.
got those tapioca balls, and we brought them home. And, of course, you buy the mix, right?
Yeah.
And we made it last week. And I'm telling you what, all of a sudden, and it was green tea's the only, I don't know, but it tasted, it smelled like fish. I don't know what was going on. I was like, Carlin, this is horrible. It smells like green tea fish. And like, she smelled it. And then she's like, oh, you ruined it for me. Because, you know, it was this big process to make these drinks.
Yeah.
And then I ended up giving it to the dogs. It was terrible.
I believe that's what they call a failed Pinterest project. Is that...
Is it?
I think so, yeah. You know, have you seen those, the blogs that feature that? Because, you know, everybody's always like, well, if you turn a muffin pan upside down and you put chocolate chip cookies over it, you get cookie bowls. You know, you see all these different things on Pinterest.
They don't work when
then
you
see, like, the real life. Like, you have the expectancy and then the outcome. Yeah,
oh,
there's a hashtag Pinterest fail that's been going around for a while, and it amuses me.
I'm looking for some place in Shelbyville to start selling those because, you know, I seriously would come, like, at least couple times a week to get those drinks. They're so amazing.
Listen up, Shelby.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah. Like, please. Maybe Three Sisters will do it. They're a nice little coffee shop.
You know, there's got to be some place to
get
on.
It.
You know.
Obviously, I can't make them.
That was a big thing in Chicago in 2012 when I was out playing in Chicago with some folks. A lot of little coffee shops and little places there in the city had that. Mm-hmm. And it was big in Orlando, Florida when I was down there.
Yeah. It takes a while to make it. I mean,
it does,
all the little steps.
You know. But really anything good should take a good
well,
bit of time.
You know
to
what?
Make.
That is so true, whether it's a song or, you know, anything worthwhile seems
you know,
to take some time.
My music has never been exactly top 40 hits, but I believe that some things just don't quite ever go out of style. A well-crafted anything, whether that's a well-built truck or a well-crafted meal or a well-written song or a expertly delivered joke. It's just some things just don't go out of style.
Now, where can we follow your music online at?
You can follow me on almost all the social media platforms. Facebook, right now I'm kind of trying to build that up a little bit. I've got some venue buyers wanting to see more likes on my page. So it's like, we'll like that page a little harder. I'm probably most prolific, actually, on Twitter and on my own website, CalebHawkins.com.
There you
my
go.
Blog
That's
there.
The best place to be.
Sign up for my mailing list because I'm starting to really send out exclusive stuff just to the people who have subscribed.
That's nice. Smart
yeah,
thing
you
to
know,
do.
That's where you're going to get the scoop on the new record I'm working on. And when
does that come out, by the way?
Well, if we can get it all done, I'm hoping this October.
Do you have a name, a title for it yet?
I think we're probably going to go with Dreaming in Black and White, which was the title of that last song I just played.
I liked that song.
Yeah, that, you know, I'm one of the last of the kids that I hung out with in the early 2000s there. We were all playing music, and I'm one of the last of them still playing and performing. I see a bunch of them on Facebook. They're all, you know, executives and stuff in various companies, or they're interns at law firms, or they're working in banks, and they're always wearing their suits and ties and taking pictures of themselves in their car at 6 a.m. going to some job they hate, and I just kind of smile and say, well, you know, come out to my show when I'm next in town. You know. I get some not so nice feedback about that. But
but online, CalebHawkins.com?
CalebHawkins.com. That's the hub. Everything stems off of that. And I've got links to all the social media, Twitter, Instagram,
right.
all that
Subscribe
stuff.
Subscribe to your email.
If you're a musician, I'm a little bit of a gear nut, so my Instagram feed is populated with either food that I'm cooking with my wife or guitars that I'm fixing up for people or that I've bought. So that's always a lot of fun for the pickers.
Oh, yeah.
I seem to have a lot of musician fans. I don't know how I've been so lucky, but I've got a lot
that's
of musicians
well,
that have been following me over the years.
That's a good community to have.
a lot of open mics, I think. You know, you play to a packed house and you're all guys going, hey, get it over with quick, buddy. We want to play tonight, too.
And you're playing tonight.
Yeah.
Show starts at?
7:30. I think we're going to probably try to start on time tonight for once and see how that goes for us. But and I don't know exactly when we're going to cut off tonight either. I think that's going to be kind of when the crowd lets up. So if the crowd's into it, we're into it.
Sounds like a plan. We do one more for us, Caleb?
Yeah, I'll sing. This one's about my dad. It's I'll tell the full story at the show tonight because it's kind of long and our time is valuable here. But my dad drove a 79 Chevy and ran the family business out of that for years. And so this is a little tribute to Dad. Dad, I drove a truck that was older than dirt. Sure wasn't pretty, but I got him there. Folks are stopping stare most everywhere, and Daddy left them all in the rearview mirror. You could hear him coming for a mile, rolling through the gravel and the dirt. We crossed through the valleys of Ohio, and we were all proud of a working man's ride. Got a tune-up in the spring and a change in the fall. Didn't have air, but the heat worked good. Tape player stuck on Johnny and June. We drove a lot of places in that old truck. You could hear him coming for a mile, rolling through the gravel and the dirt. Across through the valleys of Ohio, we were all proud of a working man's ride. Well, the engine went out one night, and Daddy said it was a long walk home. But he rebuilt her with the help of a friend, so that old truck could hit the road again. And you could hear him coming for a mile, rolling through the gravel and the dirt. We crossed through the valleys of Ohio. We were all proud of a working man's ride.
Caleb Hawkins, how can we follow you online?
Just go and Google search Caleb Hawkins or go to CalebHawkins.com. All the social media links are right there at the bottom of the page.
And tonight, you're at?
10 Johnson Avenue, 7.